You're listening to The Tao of Indifference, sex, dating, and relationship advice for an indifferent world.
He's Delaney. We are the Tao of Indifference, and we're here to tell you that everything's going to be all right. So, Delaney.
Yes.
You know what I've been thinking about?
What have you been thinking about?
I don't rush into relationships, personally.
Me either.
Yeah,
me either.
I don't. I've been in very few relationships that I can think of, especially those as an adult. And when I do finally get into a relationship, it has been, not always, I mean, it's only been like two really serious times. It's usually after a lot of, like, oh my god, what do I do? It's gonna be a huge change. I don't know if I'm ready to give this up. Blah, blah, blah. Like, me bitching out about, like, trying to put it off for as long as possible. So I don't really understand the motive, or I do understand it, but I've never really had the inclination to rush into a relationship. And I've been thinking about that a lot because one of the most popular posts on the blog is about, there's this question where somebody asks, there's actually more than one. People frequently, they go on a date with a guy and the guy just like tries to rush into a relationship. So I'm trying to understand, like, why would somebody do that? What does it mean when someone is trying to rush into a relationship? What does that say about a person? So I need your help, Delaney.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's why we're here together.
That's right.
I feel like it's multiple things. I feel like a lot of people want to kind of protect their dignity, their image, like the way they look to the outside world. Like, say, on the first date, you're very conservative, but you really, really like this person. You really want to get down and dirty with this person. It probably would make you look better if, you know, they were with you, you know, in a relationship before you guys did the hanky-panky.
Oh, I see what you mean. First of all, let me say, that was a weird way to put everything that you just said. Second, I see what you're saying. So, I get what you're saying. So, it's kind of like the person who's like, all right, we're going to get TMI. So, I had sex pretty early on. Very, like, in middle school, right? One of the first people I had sex with was like, oh, we can't have sex because I want to remain a virgin. I was like, that's cool. You know, no pressure. However, if we have sex, but not my vagina, that doesn't count. I'll still be a virgin. So, it's kind of like that, where it's like, I'm going to use this weird loophole so I can feel better about myself. So, if I want to have sex on a first date, I'll feel much better about myself if that person is in a committed relationship with me, even though it's the first date, and that's completely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I didn't even think, like, my first instinct wasn't even to think that. That's really good. I'm sure there are plenty of people who, like, oh, I would never have sex until I'm engaged, so I'm engaged after one day. You know, like, those folks. Or I would only have sex with somebody who I'm super serious with, so now we're serious after the second date. You know, things like that. I didn't even think about that. Like, it's all about not only image to the outside, but your own perception of yourself based on the rules you built for yourself in your head. Like, I never have casual sex, but I've had 20 boyfriends in 1 month. And I had sex with all of them, you know, like, but it wasn't casual because we were in a very, very short term committed relationship. Oh, that's genius. I'm learning so much already.
Yeah, I just thought about the crazy scenario where you're just telling your friends, like, me and Rick, the guy I met yesterday, we were really serious. We hit it off. It was amazing. But then he just ruined it and I had to let him go. But, you know, I protected my purity.
Yes, I broke up with him after the one date.
Yeah.
At the one date when I asked him to be my boyfriend, I broke up with him.
Yeah, he didn't like my pets. He had to go, you know.
I don't know. That's actually pretty valid. Some people are very serious about their pets with good reason.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. I mean, I've never had a pet, really. I've never had a pet that, like, people would have an opinion about, so.
Didn't you have an iguana?
I did not have an iguana. I had just, like, regular lizards, like a common tree lizard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I just had, like, regular tree lizards, frogs, snakes. I'm a master of reptiles. So,
yeah.
Next is going to be arachnids. I'm only going to get spiders or scorpions. That's it.
Okay. A lot of poison.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what keeps life interesting. If you're listening to this and you're like, I wonder what it'd be like to date Demetrius. All right. Little secret about me. All right. Ladies, pay attention. There are wild, loose scorpions in my apartment. Just loose. And it's not a big apartment, so good luck.
Yeah,
also,
to the bathroom, you know?
Also, remember, a lot of scorpions travel in pairs, so if you get one, his wife is out there waiting for you. That, I think that's actually true. Like, somebody told me about that. They're like, oh, it's in Central America, and anytime you see a scorpion, you have to look out for the second one, because maybe that should be the icon for the show, just like a scorpion, because they travel in pairs. It's like a lobster, but much, much more terrifying.
Yeah.
That was such a weird tangent. One of the things that I think of whenever anyone is like, I'm going to rush into a relationship, or this person tried to rush into a relationship, what does it mean? Is that that person probably has a certain level of insecurity. So what I mean by that is, if you are someone who thinks that it's so difficult for you to find a partner, period, because you're just not worth, you know, you're just not worth it, nobody's going to see a value in you, and somebody finally does show value, you're going to try to lock it up immediately. Like, oh my God, you like me. That's wonderful. We need to be together then, like, because I'm never going to find anyone like you.
Like, maybe start setting up the wedding reception right there.
I mean, I'm just wary of anyone who talks about weddings in general, but I'm especially wary of someone who would start, you know, planning the wedding on the second date.
Yeah.
That would be uncomfortable.
Yeah, but it's interesting that, like, trying to fill a void.
Like, they miss a partner? Like, they just miss being in a relationship?
And I feel like, because I'm talking about this not long ago, like, a lot of people, I feel like, don't know how to function by themselves.
Yes.
Like, so, like, they just can't. Like, it's like their existence is kind of in a slowdown version when they're by themselves, and they can be their best version of themselves when they're with someone else, because they're just really dependent on someone else to bring them happy.
So you're talking about people who really have this sort of lack of sense of self unless they are coupled.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I've dated quite a few women like that, and they were the ones who were always pushing for a relationship really early on. They're also usually the ones who hook up early as well. Not everyone, obviously. Like, some people just have agency, and they just want to have sex when they want to have sex. But I've definitely met and hooked up with women who were very willing to have sex early on, but then began pushing for a relationship really early on. And then only later did I realize that they weren't pushing for sex because they just were like, I want to have sex when I want to have sex. It was more of, this is a milestone, and we'll build a connection. And a lot of times those people sort of tie their worth, not only just their sense of self, but their worth. Like, I'm worthless without a partner. I need to be in a relationship. And it's not everyone that jumps into a relationship quickly is like that. But I've seen that a lot of people who do have that trait. Like, they're really, really invested in being part of a couple. Like, it's me and my partner. Nice to meet you. Instead of, it's me. I have my own personality.
You know, and I don't know. I kind of want to say this comment because I hear a lot of people say this. And I feel like, you know, people mean it in a harmless way, but it can be taken really, like, bad. When people say, oh, you're this age, you have this job, you're very attractive, why are you single? Like, you seem like the perfect match. I'm surprised no one's gotten you yet. And it kind of makes you feel like, is there something wrong with me? Because, like, everyone assumes I should be in a relationship.
That's just, like, people think it's a compliment, but it's not. Like, people really think that's a compliment. Like, you're wonderful. Why are you single? And it's like, life? Like, I don't know. Like, that's a stupid question. You seem nice. Why aren't you rich? You know, like, circumstance. Like, multiple factors. What are you talking about? That's funny that you mentioned it, because I think I just, like, recently, like, this week, retweeted somebody saying that's not a compliment. You're just, Delaney, you're in my head. You know exactly what I know.
And I feel like a lot of times the cool you're around or the things you hear can kind of influence you to make you feel like you have to be in a relationship right now, especially with today, like new age, like all the dating apps, all this stuff make you feel like, hey, everyone's dating online and everyone's trying to find this. Maybe I have to do that too because time is ticking, my biological clock ticking, all this stuff, and it just makes you pressured into being with someone as soon as possible, make it work, and live happily ever after, you know?
I think there's always going to be that push. I get it, but there has to come a point where you make your own decisions. But I understand why people do it. You know, if I had to answer the question of why are you single constantly, one, and I was the sort of person who actually cared about other, like, random people's opinions, that would sort of drive me to enter into a relationship, you know? Like, people, because people do ask me, like, when are you going to settle down? When are you going to have kids? They're just people whose opinions don't matter to me. That's a little extreme, but there's people who, their opinions on my relationship status don't matter to me. I have coworkers who are like, when are you going to get married? And I'm like, when are you going to stop asking me? when I'm worthless, when I bring nothing to the table is when I'll get married. I'm joking. I'm exaggerating. But, you know. Thank you. some people who really do, it really bothers them. Like, they really don't want to be alone. And I'm okay with being alone, so there's part of that. And, which leads me to my next point, I think that part of it is just not only, some people just really feel uncomfortable being alone. And it's not about insecurity for them, it's more about, not even about self, it's more just, I want to be in a relationship because I feel comfortable in relationships and I feel uncomfortable being single. And the quickest way to solve that for me is to just dive into the first relationship I can secure.
Yeah, I was talking about this recently, and I was asking the people who I work with, when's the last time you've been single? When's the last time you've been single? And I asked myself that question. You know, so like a lot of people just get so used to it, and then you would ask them that question, and like, they'll be like 36, like, when's the last time you've been single? Oh, I was 12.
Jeez.
Like, what?
Oh my God. 12?
It's like, you know, you've been in relationships longer than you've been single on this planet.
Are they people who, like, they're married to someone, or is it just they've been dating constantly? If you met your childhood sweetheart and then married them, okay, the last time you were single was 12, that's fine, but if the last time you were single was 12 and you've had 38 boyfriends or girlfriends, maybe try being single for a while.
Any person who does that, I'm not saying you have to do this, but I think it'll be a good idea to figure out why you're doing that, you know, like, why are you asking people so soon, and to see if it's worth it, you know, is it really worth it to have people who you hit it off right away with? Is it really worth jumping in a relationship with them? Because, you know, that's not who they're going to be in a relationship the first 10 minutes you meet them, you know, so.
Yeah, that's a good point. I was, you know, this whole thing has me thinking. I'm thinking of a very specific person. We met, we were like 19 or 20. When we met, you know, I thought she was a catch. I thought she was amazing. We hooked up really early into dating. And we met like right as she was breaking up with a guy. And she was like on the fence when I met her and we hooked up. And she was like, okay, I'm going to break up with him. And I was like, great, we can date. And then almost immediately after breaking up, she was like, okay, so are we going to enter into a relationship? And I was like, I like you. I want to be with you. But you broke up with your boyfriend a week ago. You need some space. She was somebody who had never been single, ever. Yeah. Listen, you know, like, just, like, let's date, but not, like, we're not going to be exclusive tomorrow. Within a month, she got back with her ex-boyfriend and asked her why. I didn't want to be single. You know, I met her when I was like 19, 20. And to this day, I don't get the single's just a frame of mind. It's just a title, really. And I'm not saying that because I'm like a fuckboy who's trying to like get in your pants. That's like the classic line. But the thing is that when it comes down to it, like say you're in a relationship,
yeah.
But you don't see your partner for a month. All right. You don't see him at all. You don't contact him at all for a month. Now say you're single, you have no title, you're single, but you are seeing someone and you see them every day for a month. Which one sounds more like you're engaged in a romantic relationship?
I mean, yeah.
It's like, person, yeah. Like the title doesn't matter as much as your sense. Like if you feel like, if you're rushing into a relationship just for a title, stop doing that. I understand why you might be doing it. Like you feel uncomfortable, you don't feel secure, you don't want them to get away, you don't want to risk losing them, but it comes to a point where you have to really learn to value your own time. You can't just say, I want to be in a relationship and I want to rush into it. Why would you want to be the person that rushes into a huge life decision? That never works out well. Rushing into, oh, it's time for me to enter into a relationship now, especially after a first date. You know, if you're like, you know what, it's been a month and I just feel a really strong connection with you, that's fine. But if you're somebody who's saying, I need to lock this up right now, it's date one. Like, it's a nice gesture, like, it sounds cool, but you don't want to be the person that does that because it probably is indicative of a bigger issue that you have. You don't think you can find someone, or you think that the odds of you meeting someone who will be as interested in you as you are in them, and, you know, like, there really is no point in rushing. If you think that you built a connection with someone on the first date, and you can see a relationship with that person, then you can wait.
Yeah.
If the connection is so strong and you feel so right and you're just so like, this is the person that I want to be in a relationship with, you can wait until the second date. And if they felt the same way about you, they can wait until the third date. And if you, on the fourth date, you realize, hey, this is working out really well, you can wait another date. And you can wait until like at least the fifth date to even talk about having something serious come out of that. But just, you know, I would caution anyone against entering into a relationship on a first date or a second date because you really need to get to know someone. And the first date, someone is going to be on their best behavior. And by, like, the fourth date, you get to see, like, who they are as a person. Which is why usually I give people, like, six dates. Like, if I start dating somebody and I'm on, like, the sixth date and I still like them, I'm like, okay, now we can start, like, really building. I've been on amazing first dates and then a terrible second date more times than you would believe. And not you, Delaney, because you already know. But you, the listener, like, I've had some of my best first dates with people who I never went on like a third date with. And I've had mediocre first dates with people who I like built long-term relationships with. So take from that what you will. If you are rushing into relationships on the first date, that's your MO. Just have faith in your choice. If you think that somebody's worth pursuing a relationship with on the first date, have faith in the fact that if you're right about this person, they'll stick around at least until the fifth date. Like, if you really read them right, if you really think that there's somebody worth committing to on the first date, put it on pause and just say, you know what, let's wait until the fifth date and start talking about it.
Yeah.
Because you're probably going to be wrong. Like, that first date, you're like, this person's amazing. And then, like, the fifth date, you're like, they only had enough stories to fill one date. They only have anecdotes for one date. On the second date, they just repeated them. The third date, they just started repeating your anecdotes. And you're just like, this is bullshit. Oh, man. Delaney, do you want to say anything else before we close out?
Sometimes when you ask too soon to get something, you can feel more alone than you would if you were just single, you know, and just being more patient, taking your time. Like, sometimes you jump in a relationship with somebody, and then all of a sudden it feels like you're more single than you were when you were single. Yeah. Just made me think about that, and I want to share that with the listeners.
Nice. Lainey, I think that's it. Thank you so much.
It was a blast.
All right. Thank you all for listening, and good luck out there. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Tao of Indifference podcast. If you liked this episode and want more sex, dating, and relationship advice, subscribe to the Tao of Indifference on iTunes or Stitcher, and check out the blog at taoofindifference.com. For more sex, dating, and relationship advice. Thank you for listening, and good luck out there.